Good afternoon. I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News headlines at 4:32. A judge today heard a recording of a Martinsville boy telling police dispatcher that his younger brother shot himself. That account differs from one offered by a defense attorney who says the older boy did not realize the gun was loaded when the fatal shot was fired in late June. A judge will decide whether the 11-year-old is guilty of murder and reckless homicide in the death of his 6-year-old brother. Political campaigns start heating up after the Labor Day holiday, and in Indianapolis, we have the mayor's race to look forward to. Indianapolis Star columnist Matt Tully calls incumbent Republican Greg Ballard and Democrat challenger Melina Kennedy pretty good candidates who have so far been running quiet campaigns.
I think there are major issues facing the city, and I just don't think either candidate is really talking about them. I don't think they're offering big visions for the next 4 years, big ideas. I think both are playing very cautious.
Tully was a guest on WFYI Radio's No Limits show. Coming up this Thursday, a 9/11 anniversary show with the head of Indiana Homeland Security. In today's educational and workforce environment, a person's field of study is taking on greater importance than the degree they attain. That according to Tony Carnival, who is director of the Georgetown University Center on Education and the Workforce, who spoke to the State Education Roundtable.
More and more we live in a world where the education level matters less, and what you take matters more.
The State Department of Workforce Development is trying to make sure those who are working to get their GED also go through occupational training at the same time. Right now, mostly cloudy skies and 66 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Jill Sheridan.